Here we are. We're an hour down, steady downward slope. Here's where the cavern levels off. Over here.
Just like the clan course. Like the clan said, it splits. This looks tooled. The floor is level.
I suppose. See above us? Down this way. The stalactite growth there is smaller. This way was carved out. The other way is natural. This will be much quicker if we explore both ways for about 15 minutes and get a feel. Then we meet back here and decide which direction to take. Sound good?
I suppose. The carved out direction is likely to have traps. I should be able to take care of them. I should go that direction.
Sword and board, you're with her. Sparky here is with me.
And why is that?
Because you can sneak pretty well, but that bow isn't going to be much good up close. He might clank a bit, but at least he can hold them off while you withdraw back here. And, in a pinch, Mr. Mage Man over here can cast invisibility and we can sneak back.
That's fine, I guess. Let's go, human. Why does it have to be you? I'd rather not be paired with a human at all, but at least the mage would have an intelligent conversation. You're just loud and graceless. Stop. See? Pressure plate. This kind is flush to the floor. Goes all the way across the hall. Give me a second. Well, if it's flush to the floor, you can't lever anything under it to keep it from tripping. But nothing says you can't chip off the floor around it a little to get something in. Give me that dagger. Why? To jam the pressure plate with, you fool? Unless you want whatever this triggers to come down on our heads, or out of the walls, or drop us God knows where. Silvered? Your dagger's silvered? Who carries a silver dagger? Fine. I'll use mine. Alright. You go past. Just past the pressure plate. We don't need you bumbling into something else. Alright. It'll hold. You? Wait. Here. You wait until I get about 60 feet up that way, and when I signal, you come up to where I am. Waste of time sneaking with all the armor. You'll give me away too. If something happens, then you'll have to run to catch up. I mean, you did train to run in that, right? Just be quiet and wait. I swear humans are such dullards. Okay. What's this? Door. Locked. This looks like a guard post. Bed over there. Empty weapon rack. Desk. And what do we have here? A chest? I mean, I found it. I should get first look inside. As a finder's fee. Doesn't appear to be any obvious traps. Besides, what guard post traps our equipment lockers? Mimic! It's caught my arm. Oh, hey, wait. Help me, idiot, move. God. Ow. That's my... It's trying to get through my underwear. The tentacles are trying to get inside. No. Get me out of this human, help me. I can't get to my quiver. Help! It's trying to... No, no, no. Don't let the beast pull the lever. What are you waiting for? Strike the thing. I'd rather cut her to than have this thing rape... Feet are so slow in such heavy armor. What do you mean you were waiting on me? It's common knowledge that when your scout rounds a corner, goes through a door to move up to the door. This is why I can't stand humans. Or they're too dull to know when to take initiative. Of course, I told you away from my signal. And tell you to wait there while this thing kills me. What? It wouldn't kill me? How do you know that? And also, get your filthy eyes off of me. The beast ripped off all my clothes. Yeah, it's good to know your place. Offering a cloak like that. But what do you mean it wouldn't eat me? It was choking me to death. No, it did not. Why would it try to shove tentacles in there? To impregnate me? It can do that? No, it didn't get inside. No, I don't have anything like that. I think the mage has a cure disease potion, yes? That'll stop them. Well, let's go get him. Ugh, the mimic dropped that iron door. See? This must have been a guardhouse. Guards would take shifts here, one sleeping, one on guard. So, pull the lever and open the door. It fell on the lever and broke it while it was dying? Are you serious? And I'm stuck in here with you, of all people? Don't interrupt me when I'm talking. I told you it didn't get very far inside. No, you can't check. You are in no position to demand. Hey, keep your hands off. Where are you looking? Hey, okay. Don't shout at me. Of course, I don't want to give birth to mimics, but 3 days? Okay, you can check. No, really, it's okay. It's not that tender. Do you need to really touch it like that? Why are you opening it up? Listen, you brute. This is a delicate elven pussy. It's a privilege to get to see one, let alone touch it. Must you move your fingers like that? It's sensitive. Why are you putting them inside? Sorry, they're sensitive. Aren't you done yet? Your fingers. Okay. Are you satisfied now? I mean, the tentacle got inside, but it didn't. It didn't, did it? Can you let me close my legs now? No, you didn't hurt me. Your hands are kind of big. I mean, well, compared to me. But you were very gentle and it didn't hurt. I guess humans aren't complete brutes. Trembling? I'm not trembling. No, I'm not. Maybe it's just cold with no clothes. This bed is barely bed anymore. Let alone bed sheets. Your cloak is warm, but it's... Hey, wait, I didn't tell you that you could... Well, I mean... It's not so bad. It's not really that cold. Okay. I admit it. I'm not shivering from the cold. I'm shivering because that thing almost... I'm an elf. We are a fearless race. Nothing so insignificant as a creature should strike fear. It's just that my insides and everything is sensitive and wet because of what it did. And your fingers. It felt good. What? Continue? With a human? Have you lost your mind? An elven pussy is way beyond what you're worthy of enjoying. Let alone capable of pleasuring. No. So it felt good for a little while. I was vulnerable. There's no way you could... Hey. I didn't... Okay. It feels good. But there's no way a mere human could make an elf come. You dare? Listen, humans are boorish and ignorant. They're ungraceful and clumsy. And strong. I will give them that. It's just because you're so much bigger than me. That's all it is. I am not getting wetter. No, it doesn't turn me on thinking about that. Not at all. How do you know it makes them feel good? No, I've never fantasized about a human before. I do not look at you. It's you with the lewd eyes. You always staring at my lithe form. I know you imagine fucking me. It's because humans have such short lives. All they can think about is fucking. I bet they fuck a lot, like rabbits. You think about fucking and breeding all the time. That's nonsense. An elf would never fantasize. Okay. I have. It's just you're so much bigger than me. And it's not like I ever noticed when we're in combat. How strong you are. And you're so bold. You can go out of your way to protect us. Oh, God. This feels so good. How do you know how to do this to us? How do you know just what I need? When you burst through the door, couldn't help but cry inside for joy. I knew you'd save me. And even with the way I talked to you, you saved me. Anyway. Yes. Keep going, please. You're going to make me come. Make me come, human. Please. So nasty to you, but I didn't mean any of it. You're so strong and kind, and I can't help but think of how big you are compared to me. How big you'd be inside me. Please fuck me. Just put it in, please. Yes, it's so big. I'm so big inside. You're stretching my tight, wet elf pussy out. I feel so good and being pulled apart by you. I don't care if other elves don't think you're worthy. I do. I was just trying to hide it. I wanted you. Fuck me. Yes. Fuck me. I don't care what they say. You're so good. And strong. You're so wonderful. Fuck me deeper. Push my legs back. Fuck down into me. Bend my knees to my chest and fuck my tight cunt. Make it yours. I don't care if you come at me. Oh, I want you to come in me. Oh, I don't care if I have half-elf babies. Oh, I'm flooding my womb with them. Oh, fuck me. Come inside me. Oh, I'm gonna be your personal elven breed slut, bitch. If I get too mouthy, just fuck another load into me. Please. Please breed me. I know you want to. Please. Oh, here it comes. Oh, please. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Fuck. Delicious cock filling my mouth. Yummy. Just ignore them. They can get through. We're stuck. Just let me keep sucking this gorgeous cock. Hi.
Seriously, a human? You, of all people. I mean, I could tell from the get-go you wanted to fuck him, but in the middle of this dungeon?
I did not want to fuck him.
Honey, you just had his dick in your mouth, so that's kind of hard to believe. And what in the hells happened to your clothes? I'm certain he didn't do it. How did they get torn?
I don't want to talk about it. And besides that, you're one to talk. Where's all your gear?
I don't want to talk about it. I won't ask if you don't. Suffice to say, everything down here apparently wants us naked.
Well, maybe.
20 minutes in, and already time for a long rest.
That sounds like a good idea,